This is the Gentle Rebel Podcast, episode 314.
The Gentle Rebel Podcast.
For introverts, highly sensitive people, and creative misfits.
Hello, and welcome to the Gentle Rebel Podcast, where I explore how we might slow down and become more aware of what's going on in and around us so that we might live a more meaningful an intentional life as sensitive creative misfits without becoming overwhelmed by all the noise, absurdity and posturing of today's crazy world. My name is Andy Mort. I'm a songwriter. I'm a creativity slow coach, and I love working with fellow introverts and sensitive type people and quiet souls who want to nurture and perhaps share our gentle voices with a world we know deep down can do so much better than it's doing. As I say, I love helping other gentle rebels find the courage and perspective required to make their own quiet stand for what truly matters in life to them. Welcome to episode number 314, where today I want to talk about Dawn. No, not her. Whoever you're thinking about. I mean the abstract threshold between night and day, where the light of the sun scatters upon the earth before it rises above the horizon. This year's been kind of weird and tough so far. You don't need me to tell you that. Well, you know, there have been some real positives to it. As I've talked about before on the podcast, you know, I've really enjoyed the permission to slow down, go into more of a reflective mode at times, and to be forced not to leave the house earlier on in the year. I've kind of loved thinking about how things and people are all connected and how we can reframe moments like this to seek answers to the question, well, what does this make possible? You know, what good can we create from this situation? But I guess one of the trade-offs is the sense of freedom that's really come into focus as something I think many of us have probably taken for granted in different ways over the years. I know for me, the expectation that, you know, I can just kind of travel and move around without much real thought was brought sharply into perspective this year. Over time, it can have a bit of an impact. A kind of heaviness kicks in, like it takes just that tiny bit more effort to keep moving. Every time you leave the house, there's more things to think about. Over the past few weeks, I've been really enjoying Dawn, and that's why I want to talk about it in this episode. You know, there's something about this time of year in the autumn that makes Dawn more accented. I guess because it starts emerging, perhaps a little later as we're coming out of the summer. And so it feels more visible because, you know, it catches us when we wake up. You know, I awaken pretty early generally, and it's now dark when I get up. So I've been enjoying my morning cup of coffee with the dawning of the new day. And September often provides beautiful clear skies and crisp mornings as well. So when I've been, you know, out for my morning run, which I've been doing several times a week, over the past few months, it's been a delight to see the dawn turn into sunrise and bathe me in a warm golden embrace of light. It's been an opportunity for me to remember that things don't always stay the same. Change is always sitting just around the corner. That can feel like a positive thing. It can feel like a negative thing. It can feel like a foreboding joy thing. You know, if we're in a tough season right now, it might be reassuring to remember that this too shall pass. You know, the change is just around the corner. There's the dawn of the new day. If we're loving life right now and things are great and we don't want anything to change, it might not feel like the greatest thing to think it's not going to be like this forever. And that foreboding joy thing, you know, that's a Brené Brownism where she talks about that almost inability to experience true joy in a moment because you're already preparing for the worst when something beautiful is going on. When you have something, you're kind of pondering it being taken away, that kind of thing. I had a moment like that the other morning when immersed in a wonderful sunrise in the morning, and I had an overwhelming sense, you know, that this was out of my hands. I was desperate to capture the moment in some way, as a photo, as a memory, as something. I need to hold this to almost sense it more deeply. But it was just beyond my grip. I couldn't hold it. I couldn't have it. And it was outside of the experience. just slightly unable to allow myself to enjoy it in the present moment. And I think many of us have this relationship with a lot of areas of life and a lot of moments in our kind of daily lives. We engage with the peripheries of our experience, never truly stepping into that presence, that moment. We think about what we're feeling and we overanalyze the space, the time, the situation that we're occupying in that moment. But moments like these are moments that pass. They emerge, they cover us, they continue on their way. The dawn is not a tangible thing. It's not an object or a time of day. It's the appearance of things based on the emergence of light that makes those things visible. It's indicating to the fact that the sun is emerging towards the horizon. We begin to see things that have been concealed by an absence of sunlight during the night as the indirect sunlight starts to make its impact on the world around us at the beginning of the new day. And so in this episode, I want to explore this moment as a kind of metaphor, I suppose, for the dawns that we experience in our lives, in our personal lives, where things beyond our control just seem to bring a scattered light upon things we couldn't see before. And we gain clarity on parts of our lives that come into view for the first time. When I was thinking about this idea, I ended up on a couple of articles, different articles about the saying, the night is darkest just before the dawn, or the night is darkest before the dawn. It's quite an amusing rabbit hole to go down, seeing people arguing passionately about the scientific evidence for such a statement, or getting kind of sucked into one of the most, I don't know, like sadly baffling things I saw online that day. Yeah, I think that maybe the point's lost here in this argument. I'm not sure it was ever meant completely literally, whether there's truth in it or not. I don't know. It's about the human experience of the darkest hour, you know, which is so often the precursor to change, to an awakening, to a fresh dawn for us in different parts of our lives. For so many of us in different situations in life, until we go to that place, that darkest hour, that darkness, we don't face what we need to in order to realize that the light is missing, or to have that light shine different on things that we can then see more clearly in our lives. Or something happens that means we hit that rock bottom place where we have no choice but to start climbing back up. The good news is we don't have to go to that place. We can raise our own awareness about the things in our lives that we're dissatisfied by, that we want to change, the things that are drifting or moving away from where we want them to be going or where we want to be heading within them. And we can spend time kind of grappling with parts of our lives into which we would love to invite a spirit of change, of transformation, of newness, of dawning. That happens before we get to that place. I've read a few things recently with people talking about kind of midlife awakenings as well. Which I've resonated with a lot. I found a really interesting, really interesting idea. You know, I'm not sure what midlife is, but I certainly feel the vibes of what is being referred to when people talk about these awakenings. And we just realize that the rules that dictate life are kind of arbitrary and restrictive, generally formed out of fear and out of or a desire that somebody else has to control. A lot of the way that we structure things is kind of formed from those places. And as gentle rebels, we're often probably aware of this a lot earlier in life than midlife as well. You know, I know I've always had this kind of underlying awareness of this kind of misstacked nature of the order of things when humans are in charge, and the fact that reality is just generally a product of power's imagination or lack thereof. But the big awakening comes after you realize that you don't need to question the rules. You actually have the ability to let them go, to live outside of them. Because you realize questioning them still validates them. A life questioning the rules is still a life condemned to dwelling in the shadows of those rules, resenting them, not liking them, but ultimately playing into their hands because of a preoccupation with how stupid they are. You still submit to a reality where they carry great weight and importance for you. The true awakening comes when you no longer need to question them because you no longer carry them as big burdens. And so you can begin to operate outside of their weightiness. I'm aware this is quite an abstract notion, and I'm not sure how I can get concrete with it. I guess it's now an idea that maybe just allow to sit and to be sown. If you hear this and you resonate and you get it, then you know what I'm talking about, and that's great. If you hear it and you don't quite get it, or you're like, I'm not sure what you're talking about there, Andy. What are you doing? And just hold it lightly and don't worry. I'm sure it will become clearer in time. And like the dawn, these things can't be forced to arrive sooner than they arrive. That's the beautiful thing about dawn. It moves at its own pace. But if we're there and we have our eyes open, our eyes grow accustomed to the dull light, and it doesn't take much for objects to grow clearer before us as we witness the shift. Because when dawn comes, nothing truly changes, just our ability to see what is already there and the energy we receive from the light as we encounter the world that has come into view. Do you ever get that feeling that things are shifting, things are changing, things are emerging, but you're not quite sure how or even what that means, what that looks like, what that's going to entail? In August, I created a virtual retreat to coincide with the opening of the Haven doors for the month. I shared a bunch of short video and written reflections about this concept of picking up the pieces of ourselves when it feels like we don't really know what it means to be us. And it was an exploration of this idea that in order to get a better grip, sometimes you've got to let go and decide whether or not you're going to pick the thing up again, or with a different grip, with a better grip, or whether you're going to let go so that you can hold other things. That when we're holding too tightly to things, it can ruin our grip of them. It can be harder to move sustainably when all you're thinking about is, how do I keep hold of this thing that I'm really struggling to keep a grasp of in my hands? It was one of those projects that stimulated some new ideas for me. Ironically, gave me a piece that I've been looking for over the past couple of years as well. I guess in some ways it was an exercise of introspection and grappling that was really, really useful for my own sort of progress and growth. A chance to explore and to create with the hope that I might, you know, hold a mirror up to myself where I can see, like, okay, this is what I'm thinking about this, or this is the way that I want to approach this, and then assess, okay, how do I want to respond to what I'm seeing, what I'm observing, what I'm noticing about what I'm noticing. You know, I'm constantly on the lookout for simplicity and ways to make my workload more sustainable and more impactful. And for a long time, I've been unable to quite find the place for my email newsletter. So, it's, you know, when I first started, I was kind of sending exclusive articles that weren't available anywhere else. Then I was like, maybe I'll send blog posts before they're available anywhere, before I publish them on the blog. Recently, it's been kind of a bit more sporadic. I've been sending kind of new podcast episodes out, or little ideas when they come to me, and then, you know, sharing things like when the Haven doors open and stuff like that. But it's not fitted. But as I was reflecting on what I'd learned from the virtual retreat, from the picking up the pieces thing, and what I want to kind of take forwards from it, I stumbled on some much sought after clarity. You know, I'd been questioning, like, I think this idea's right. This retreat thing is good. Do I run it a few times a year? Do I turn it into a course that's always available? And again, nothing was quite landing until I allowed myself to consider the possibility that maybe this is an ongoing thing. Maybe this is my email newsletter. And as I experience this new dawn in my own life, this idea of letting go of old pieces, of grabbing hold of some of them, of picking up new pieces, of letting go of some of those old things permanently, this ongoing voyage of discovery and curiosity and experimentation feels very kind of, I don't know, prescient and apt and there. And as I kind of learned during August, there's so many other people as well who resonate with these ideas in their own lives. We're all constantly refining and grappling and letting go and deciding what to pick up and what to kind of relinquish and all that sort of stuff. And this is this process that never ends. And so I realise this is the perfect opportunity to keep creating little snapshot reflections of what I'm learning and observing as I go, you know, through 300 to 800 word posts that turn into, 5 to 10 minute videos as well, just like the things in the virtual retreat. I get to play with some visuals, create some ambient music, share messages that I know will focus me, give me clarity, also and kind of be that mirror, give me the opportunity to reflect on, okay, what am I thinking about here? What's going on at that deeper level? And also to encourage and support and hopefully inspire people who engage with those videos and read those articles. As you make sense of your own voyage of letting go and picking up, of relinquishing and reigniting, of allowing the sun to set on certain things and inviting the possibility and opportunity that emerges from the coming dawn. With this, realization, epiphany, this thing of like, it's the newsletter. Another decision sort of, fell into place, or another piece of the puzzle just sort of landed, which is that the haven, I've just had the doors open for a month, three times a year. And I just had this overwhelming sense of it's got to stay open all the time. You know, it's made sense over the past few years for me to have those short bursts of time when the doors are open. I can concentrate on, okay, right, new members, let's think about that and all that sort of stuff. And then other times when I can just focus on creating content in the community, being there present in the community and all that stuff. But this doesn't seem to make sense for me anymore. And what's more, I've noticed something that's happening in me during those open door months. The past few times that I've done it, I've felt completely overwhelmed and anxious and exhausted by it and burned out. And it just happened in August as well. So I'm seeing that is kind of a message that it's time for a change in how I do things with that, you know, with the to the transitions in March. So at the start of lockdown, we moved towards more live community events. This time last year, we started the kind of annual cycle of themes. Stepping very deliberately and very rhythmically through these different themes of personal growth. It just feels right to keep it open and allow people to come in and get the encouragement and support that they're searching for when they are searching for it, when they are needing it, and to just allow that to happen as on an ongoing cyclical way. So as I begin to transition as well towards a life of slow travel in the near future, it will give me one less admin thing to worry about as I go. I want to be committed to being present in the community and really working out what that means for me and really showing up very actively and intentionally as well. And not thinking up activities for launches and that kind of thing, which I can get very bogged down in and think, okay, next time the doors open, I need to create this whole new, the virtual retreat's a perfect example of that, which just escalates and escalates. Serenity in the Trenches was the thing in December. And it just takes up so much time because I get really into it and I love doing them. But I know that they're not the thing I should be focusing on. There are other priorities right now that I know are more important and more aligned to my values and the things I want to commit to. I think this new season that I'm moving into is not one for that relentless hard work and creativity. I think it's more about presence and slowness and just being there, working alongside other people and that kind of stuff. So yeah, things are simple. Just to recap that those kind of changes that I'm doing. In some ways, I'm talking about this for my own sense of clarity and simplicity. But yeah, so my email newsletter is picking up the pieces. 5-minute video every week or two, starting a conversation about letting go of a thing, of a story, of a belief that stops us from becoming who we're choosing to become, especially for introverts and highly sensitive people. So it's starting a conversation with ourselves, and it's inviting you into a conversation with me about that as well through email. So inviting responses and that kind of stuff. Then the Patreon Extended Play Private Podcast, it's kind of, it's both an expanding on, extending these public episodes. I'll talk more about, you know, what I've maybe discussed in the main episode, in a more candid way, less scripted, and also play more music, expand on ideas, and that kind of stuff. And with the newsletter, it's going to be an extension of that. So I'll do unscripted explorations of the ideas that I'm introducing in the Picking Up the Pieces newsletter. So expanding on those 5-minute videos, and also just keeping you up to date with how I'm getting on with this kind of transition, with this slow travel, what I'm learning as I embark on this next chapter as a professional slow coach and gradual traveler. On the note of Patreon, massive thank you and welcome to Lorraine, who became a patron supporter recently. Absolutely means the world to have you on board, Lorraine. Welcome. I must say, I'm not quite sure what's going on with Apple Podcasts at the moment. Lorraine raised my awareness of the fact that this show has, the Gents Rebel podcast has kind of disappeared temporarily from the platform. And I can see absolutely no obvious reason why that's happened. I can only imagine it's some hangover from when my site went down for a couple of days. When was that? Last week, as I'm recording this, after a slight migration malfunction when we upgraded the database. I'm hoping when I publish this episode, it catches up and triggers Apple Podcasts to start pulling the feed into it again. But truth be told, I have no idea if that's a thing, if that's how it works. I don't know. If it doesn't happen, then I'll look into it with a lot more urgency. But yeah, anyway, thanks, Lorraine, for raising that that kind of issue. Hopefully you're able to hear this. If you're not, it hasn't worked. So, newsletter, Patreon extended, to kind of, brings the podcast and the Picking Up the Pieces to goes more in depth into those ideas that I'm exploring there. The other piece of the puzzle, the Haven, deeper community part of the virtual world that I'm embracing, creating, whatever, where we meet up virtually every week and explore themes of deep personal growth, building on the same topics year on year. So it's that supportive community, which is a community that you can be involved in as much or as little as you need and as you want. And then if you're ready to embark on a more intense personal period of growth and change, you can join me for my Gentle Rebel creative shift coaching, basically a bespoke 12-week one-to-one program tailored to you. And the thing that you're ready to or desperate to transform in your life. I've actually got a couple of spaces available for this each month. So, if kind of working with me at a personal level sounds like something you'd benefit from or appreciate, just drop me a message. And we can explore whether or not that's right for you or right for you right now. That's the kind of, that's my dawn. It feels simple and clear for me again now. And I love the fact that each of these aspects has its own purpose and identity and way of giving value in different ways. Like the newsletter, that's the start of the conversation. Start the conversation with yourself and with me and around the ideas that I love exploring. Patreon is a deeper, more candid, behind-the-scenes peek at the iceberg beneath the surface. The Haven is community, network of support, more immersive journey of personal growth over time. And coaching is an invitation to work with me one-to-one. This is useful. Thanks for letting me kind of get clear on this for you and for me. I'll try and find a way to communicate this on my About page, I think. Or the Working With Me page. I don't know. That's quite good. Perhaps it's time for a dawn in your life too. For me, the big breakthrough came a couple of weeks ago when I made a decision and committed to my date, the moment when I'll be letting go of life as it is, of my job, of everything around that, and making the shift permanent. That's a date in my head. It's written down. I've shared it with some of my closest people. And just writing it down was a huge relief. Turning it into something tangible and real. Like, wow. And so I feel like this moment is the start of the dawn, you know, where the light is scattered and dispersed over the different areas of life before the sun rises above the horizon and the new day is ready to truly start. I'm ready, I'm not ready, but definitely, I guess, willing to get this thing started, to start moving this, whatever it's going to look like. It's scary, it's uncertain, it's full of unknowns, but I know deep down, I feel it in my bones that it's time. And so, yeah, I'm going to leave it there. It's been a weird episode, this one, actually. It feels like a kind of a catching up with what's going on for me. Hopefully you kind of, I don't know, find something to get your teeth into for your own personal situation and journey. I've played the show out with this song before. I'm going to do it again. I mean, no song feels more appropriate for me to play than Traveller, which is a song from my album Year Zero. It's kind of all about knowing there's so much more potential and possibility inside us, that the world is beautiful, rich and amazing, but we often get sucked back into playing it safe and shrinking back into our the kind of comfort of our own, and probably more importantly of other people's fears and yeah, but what ifs that kind of, I don't know, get us just relinquishing our deeper sense of what is right and what we want to do and the thing that we're drawn to naturally, that intuitive, that gut feeling, all of that stuff. You know, maybe the darkest hour has already come, but if not, we don't need to wait for it. We don't need it. We can begin to slowly turn the tide, to change our choices over time, to say yes to more of what we want, no to more of what we don't want, and move despite our fears rather than stopping because of them. Thank you. Thanks so much for listening today. I'd love to ask you a big favor before we go. Best thing that you can do to support the podcast and to allow it to find the ears of other people who are searching for encouragement and support with these things is to give it a good rating and leave a nice review wherever you listen to it, and share it with others on social media. It really, really does help in massive ways. And I'm so grateful to all of you who support this stuff in such a way. Thank you very, very much. Right, I'm going to go and do the Patreon extended play episode now. I'm going to play a few more songs because I'm kind of enjoying this. So if you want to hear them, go to patreon.com/AndyMort. Okay, I'll be back again next time with another episode of the Gentle Rebel podcast. Until then, do remember, you are an artist. The world needs your art. Now go and make somebody's day. Goodbye.
Angels in disguise, we can be, 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 we can all be angels in disguise.